everybody. This is Terry Hughes and Susanna Gold of Dom and the Somme.
We're here at the Italian Wine Week Grand Tasting at the Hilton Hotel with our friend Susanna Crociani.
Susanna is a producer of a very small winery in the beautiful town of Montepulciano, and her main wine, her claim to fame is a Montepulciano, Montepulciano d'Abruzzo, common problem, folks. No, sorry.
He's making Susanna turn green. It's Vino Nobile di Montepulciano.
Yes, Vino Nobile di Montepulciano. I'll say that again because I'm sorry for making that mistake.
Don't worry, I'm going to edit this out. Vino Nobile di Montepulciano. Susanna is also very famous for her Vinsanto, which she has been making for many, many years. And we're going to let Susanna here introduce her own winery and say something. Susanna is also the first Italian blogger and pretty well known in the industry.
The first Italian wine producer that opened a blog.
Yes. I'm sorry, the first Italian wine producer that
was
opened
a blog. It was in January 2004, and the Splendid platform signed me like the blogger number 14,000. Can you imagine? It was really
in the world.
In Italy.
Oh, in Italy.
It was the first wine producer that had the idea to open a wine blog. So, what I can say about Vinsanto, it's a very, very old wine that is produced in Italy, and maybe the story said that it was produced for the first time in my town, in Montepulciano. And this is made with white grapes called Malvasia. Then we pick the grapes in October and we leave the grapes in something like red mat and we dry the grapes until the beginning of February. And on February, when we press gentle the grapes, the small quantity of wine that we obtain, we put a little barrel for 70 liters. In Italy, I call it caratelli. And this wine will be aged for 8 years. So consider that with 100 kilos of grapes, we obtain no more than 10, 11 liters of this wine.
Wow, isn't that very expensive? Isn't that very expensive to produce?
Absolutely. But, you know, to make it Vinsanto is a passion.
It's a labor of love.
Absolutely. It's a love for the wine. It's a love for your work and it's the love for the tradition.
Thank you. conosci